So I'm here with the two hosts of Radiolab, who are
Robert Krolwich,
Jad Abumrad.
And you guys, what is Radiolab anyways? How do you define this show?
It's just like, it's thinking crazy thoughts smartly.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I think of it as like a crazy psychedelic road trip through the landscape of one idea every hour.
Maybe for people who've never heard the show, I should play an excerpt.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that'll make it a little clearer.
So this is from last Saturday's show. The theme was color. And in this little bit, you're interviewing a science writer named James Gleick about Sir Isaac Newton and how he was trying to figure out the connection between color and light using a prism.
And when the sun got to just the right spot, a ray of light shot through the room. Newton immediately stuck his prism into the light, and the light shattered and became
a rainbow on the wall.
Or, in Newton's own words,
a colored image of the sun.
I love how both of you as co-hosts are telling the story together and with your expert guests. And then there's all the sound effects and a lot of music. So what are you trying to do with a show like this?
But I think the deep idea is that you go through your life having ordinary experiences all the time. So you'll see something red, you'll see something yellow, you'll see something blue. You know, maybe sometimes you look up at the sky and think, why is the sky blue? Well, we take those wonderfully simple questions very seriously. And we do, you know, if you're wearing a gold necklace, where did the gold come from? Not from the department store, but actually from an exploding star once upon a time. And literally, that's the sort of the idea, is take the simple things that seem so normal and point out just how amazingly, wonderfully weird so much normal is.
And then you put in all these multiple layers. I feel like I understood that a little bit better when I discovered that Jad had studied music composition and wrote film scores before getting into this line of business, because each one of these Radiolab stories feels a bit like a composition.
Yeah, it's like you go out, I mean, just the sort of the ordinary business of reporting involves talking to five or six different people, and it's oftentimes they're telling you the same stories. So what you end up doing, just because it's fun, is you weave them all together in a big kind of braid. So you've got three or four voices snaking in and out of one another. And I like that because it somehow feels like these voices are connected cosmically inside this one story or this one idea. And so it's not just editing. It's more the sense that we're all kind of together. So somehow the musicality of the show gets at all that, I think.
You must know what you're going to say. You must have a script or something. But how do you make the conversation sound so spontaneous?
We don't have a script. No.
It's sort of like you kind of know where you're going. And you know where you're starting. You know maybe your middle point, and then you know your end point. And you know basically how fast you need to get there. And occasionally we decide, okay, this is my role, this is your role. But usually that stuff happens organically based on how we're thinking about something. Yeah. And you just start talking.
It's like jazz, really.
Yeah.
It's like journalism in a jazz form. And there is a deep musicality to it, that's for sure.
Yeah. I can talk about it in terms of like, what do I want to have happen in each story? Like, there's got to be some aha at the end of the story that just grabs your perspective and gives it a good shake. And how you get that is mysterious to me.
Is your show journalism?
I think we're journalism. I think we report stories in it as well as we can.
And they're all true.
They're true. We're dealing with facts. You know, when we take licenses, I think we basically say we are. We're not trying to pull one over on you. You know, we didn't actually put a microphone inside a neuron in your brain. I mean, we would love to do that. But no, like, we don't. These are not real sounds, obviously. They're sort of like audio metaphors for sounds.
Well, you know, we assume our audience is smart enough to know when we're pretending, and we always say when we're pretending in case somebody should be confused.
So turning a radio story into live performance, how is doing a live show different from the produced ones on the air?
Oh, very. Mm. First of all, we are on the radio talking to you through your ears. On stage, we're telling you things that we want you to look at much of the time. And so this is a festival of looking. So there are dancers and comedians and things to see, and the audience itself at one point becomes very much part of the show, and you have to do stuff.
This is really different what we're doing now. There are bodies coming together to make giant monsters. We're building a giant eyeball on stage. There's a different word to describe this. I don't know what that word is because it's a real mashup of different things.
Yeah.
But it's not the radio. This is not the radio.
It's more vaudevillian probably, although themed, because we are exploring a very particular idea here. In this case, it's light and dark.
When it's working and people are engaged, you just feel like, wow, there's 3,000 people and we're all doing this together. This is exciting. This is like the most communal thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm. Jad Abumrad and Robert Krolwich are the hosts of Radiolab, which airs every Saturday at 1 p.m. on KPLU. They're in Seattle for a live show this Friday and Saturday at the Paramount. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.